President Donald Trump says the federal government will offer buyouts to federal workers as part of his effort to shrink the size of the governmental workforce. The government sent an email out Tuesday offering buyouts to all 2 million federal employees who agree to leave their jobs by February 6th. It's coming alongside the federal government mandating a return to office for all workers. Outlets including Axios and NBC News report that a Trump administration official told them the White House expects between 5% and 10% of federal employees to take the offer, something that could shrink the federal workforce by hundreds of thousands of people. Workers who agree to the buyout would receive an 8-month payout that the government's Office of Personnel Management describes as administrative leave with pay and benefits. The White House official told Axios that only a small percentage of federal employees work full-time in office, citing a December report by Senator Joni Ernst of Iowa. But the Office of Management and Budget reported last summer that, as of last May, approximately half of all federal employees worked in jobs not eligible for remote work. There were no major shifts in remote work policy between the release of the two reports. Several classes of federal employees are not receiving the buyout offer, including military personnel, workers for the U.S. Postal Service, and staffers working in immigration enforcement and national security. The Trump administration is also working to implement policies that will make it easier to fire career government officials in line with an executive order the president signed on his first day in office.